In the first 4 days, the round of 64 teams tips off on Thursday.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right. AM 670 KMCQ broadcasts live from the Dream Dental Studios. Ditch your dentures and go with teeth replacements at Dream Dental. Call or text 702-901-NOMO, 702-901-6666.
They will stop at nothing to destroy our country from within. High inflation, chaos at the border, pro-terrorist rallies on college campuses. This is not the America our founding fathers envisioned for us. Hi, I'm Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo, and I'm running for Congress to fight back against this liberal insanity. Nevadans are tired of watching our country and our state being destroyed by radical liberals and career politicians. Some politicians will go so far to win, they will switch parties when it's convenient. I've been a lifelong conservative Republican who spent 24 years fighting for this country in the United States Air Force. I spent my career defending the country I love, and I am stepping up once again to stop them from taking over our party, our state, and our country. But I need your help to win this fight. Go to electdavidflippo.com for more information. And together, we can flip Nevada red. This is David Flippo, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect David Flippo.
Demopolis, Demopolis, Demopolis. Why am I saying it three times? Because, ladies and gentlemen, they are the 2023 Best of Las Vegas winners three times. Yes, and it's going down for the second year in a row. I'm sure you heard about it by now, but if not, let me let you in. This year, they won gold for Best Accident Lawyer, gold for Best Injury Lawyer, and gold for Best Trial Lawyer. I'm telling you right now, if you're still thinking about who you should hire as your accident injury lawyer in Las Vegas, you should know the answer by now. Hire Nevada's legal elite. Demopolis Law, baby. We win. Visit them at legalelite.com.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
We're keeping an eye on an accident. It's really holding down the speeds on I-15 southbound through the resort corridor. The wreck is between Sahara and Spring Mountain, off to the right, partially taking up that right lane. And it's because of all the extra braking that stretches before Charleston. 15 southbound before Sahara and Spring Mountain. Stay the middle and left lanes to get by faster. Driving into Boulder City right now, new injury accident being reported on I-11 southbound at Railroad Pass Hotel and Casino. And also at the east side intersection of Bonanza and Pecos. Going to find another wreck there. Great looking day in the valley weather-wise. Mostly sunny skies, lighter winds, afternoon temperatures in the mid-70s. It's 50 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, we've been talking a lot about the 7 months remaining before a general election, a presidential election, and I thought it would be good to get kind of a campaign status report for the Donald J. Trump campaign. And joining us now, Caroline Leavitt. She is the 2024 National Press Secretary for the campaign and joins us now. Caroline, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, Kevin. Thank you so much for having me. We really appreciate it. And I'll tell you, I know Joe Biden is making his way to the great state of Nevada today, but rest assured, President Trump will be there very soon as well.
I got to tell you, I was mesmerized by his speech Saturday in Dayton, Ohio. Because of high winds, they did not have the benefit of the teleprompter. And he did 90 solid minutes off the cuff. It was incredible. Biden could never hope to do that.
Oh, gosh, no, absolutely not. Biden can hardly read off of the teleprompter, even when the font is seven times larger than it usually is. Never mind ad lib, talk from memory, tell stories, and talk about policy off the top of his head. But President Trump does that every single day, both in rallies and speeches, but also in media interviews that he's on almost every day, doing radio interviews, TV interviews. He's all over the place. And it's very clear that Joe Biden is mentally and cognitively and also physically declining. And that's why, by the way, Joe Biden's team refuses to say whether or not they will commit to a debate in this general election. President Trump has now challenged Joe Biden twice, saying he'll debate him anytime, anywhere, any place. Yet we have not heard anything from them. And it's because his handlers know that Biden is not up to the task. He's not fit to lead this country, and they're protecting him.
And let me ask you, the bloodbath comments that were made over the weekend, a lot of talk about that. And can you give me the simple explanation? I got a fundraising letter from the president himself, you know, talking about how this was about the auto industry. Can you explain what this was all about?
Yes. So the president was in Ohio on Saturday. And he was talking about how Biden's electric vehicle mandate and his tax and spend policies are helping China and hurting the American auto industry. And everyone in the auto industry agrees with that. We've seen jobs being shipped overseas for cheap foreign labor. We see that the electric vehicle mandate that Biden's team has been pushing and allegedly is going to be finalizing this week is going to be catastrophic for auto manufacturers in Detroit, Michigan, and in Rust Belt states across this country. And so the president said it's going to be a bloodbath for the auto industry if Biden finalizes this electric vehicle mandate. One of the definitions, by the way, of a bloodbath is great economic disaster and turmoil. So the president was perfectly right to use that term. He was using it within the context of jobs going overseas. But of course, the media pulled that one word out of context and tried to suggest that the president was inciting violence in actual blood, right? Rather than using the term figuratively, they said he was using it literally and saying that if he's not elected, there's going to be a bloodbath in this country. And like they always do, the fake news media, like sheep, they all flocked together. They wrote the fake news headlines all weekend long. The DCCC, the DNC, the Biden campaign, they all seized on the moment. Biden's campaign is now running an ad on the comments. I mean, this is what they do. These people are liars. It's criminal. President Trump is right to call the fake news the enemy of the people because they lie and they pull his words out of context. But rest assured, we believe the American people know the truth. And President Trump is speaking truth. What he said is absolutely right, and everyone in the auto industry agrees with him.
Again, Caroline Leavitt joining us, the Trump 2024 National Press Secretary. Last week we saw the president in court. We saw Biden out on the campaign trail. And I guess the question is that what we're going to see a lot of, where the former president will be out on the stump after court? Is that how he's going to campaign?
Yes, absolutely. Look, the Democrats want President Trump to be locked up in a courtroom rather on the campaign trail. That is clearly their strategy to try and get Biden over the finish line in November. We're not going to let them get away with it. President Trump and his legal team will continue to fight for truth and justice in the courtroom, and he will continue to fight forward in all of these cases. However, he's going to continue to be on the campaign trail, too. Anytime he can, he will be out on the road speaking to voters, bringing his winning message to key battleground states like yours, Nevada, also like key Rust Belt states like Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Florida. And he'll be all over the place bringing his message of peace and prosperity, securing our southern border, ridding the American cities of this homelessness and crime crisis that we're seeing, the migrant crime that is causing chaos and real bloodbath across this country every single day. So the president will continue to forge ahead. He has so much tenacity. He's so fired up right now. And it's because he loves this country, he loves our people, and he hates to see what's happening under Joe Biden's leadership.
Caroline, can you give me a status report on Nevada? I've seen some polling that's been very positive for the former president, Donald J. Trump. Can you talk a little bit about what you know of the polling in the state and the momentum that seems to be almost electric in this state?
Yeah, we are so excited about Nevada. We believe Nevada is 100% in play. Of course, President Trump had a phenomenal primary victory there. It was record turnout, and he swept all of the delegates in the state, which was crucial on his pathway to the nomination. And we're so grateful to Nevada Republicans who still showed up in the caucus, despite knowing President Trump was likely going to be the nominee no matter what. They still made their voices heard, and that's very exciting for us. However, looking forward in the general election, we feel just as strongly about Nevada and our prospects there. We're building out a fantastic ground team and ground operation that will be knocking doors, making phone calls every day between now and November the 5th. And the polling suggests that President Trump has a lead over Biden in the state, especially among Hispanic American voters in Nevada, who see Biden's illegal border crisis. They see that it's very unfair. Many of them coming here legally, waiting their turn, paying their dues. Many of them are also, you know, working two jobs, and their wages are not keeping up with the pace of inflation. And your hospitality and tourism industries in Nevada are being obliterated by Joe Biden's Bidenomics. People are paying thousands of dollars more just to get by in Biden's economy than they were in President Trump's economy. And so President Trump's message of reinvigorating our American economy, of cutting taxes, reducing regulation, of ending inflation, bringing it back down to zero, making gasoline cheap again, that's a winning message for Hispanic Americans and for all Americans in the great state of Nevada. So the president will be there quite a bit between now and November. Our team will be there on the ground every day. And if your audience wants to get involved with our Nevada ground game operation, please, we need volunteers. They are the heartbeat of our campaign. And you can go to our website to sign up, DonaldJTrump.com. Click on the volunteer page, and we guarantee that a member of our team will be in touch with you within a couple of days to make sure you can get signed up and get to work.
Become a part of the movement, and it is a movement. It's not a political campaign. It is a movement. Caroline, always good to visit with you. Thank you so much. I know we'll talk again. Thanks so much, and thanks for all you're doing for the president.
Hey, thank you. We'll talk to you guys soon. Thanks so much.
There you go. Caroline Leavitt, the Trump 2024 National Press Secretary. We had the big cheese. We had the big cheese on today. That's good. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. The program live and local on AM 670 KMZQ.
Tuesday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Big primaries in the state of Florida and Ohio. What will happen there? We'll break it all down for you.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hi, this is Trading Made Easy. Have you ever thought about staying home and working from home? If yes, Trading Made Easy is our automated day trading software, and it's just for you. Some of our members work an hour or two tops. Find out how you can work from your home computer with no experience necessary. With the current market craze, a lot of local people are doing what I said. Trading Made Easy just celebrated its six-year anniversary. The automated day trading software takes trades in a millisecond, better than any human being. Call me for a free live session. Watch it for free. Seeing is believing. Trading Made Easy offers zero down and 0% financing for the software with no payments needed for 12 months. Trading Made Easy. Working from home was never this easy. For more information, call 1-800-971-4160. That number again, 1-800-971-4160. Or go to TradingMadeEasy.com. That's TradingMadeEasy.com to learn more.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Hi, my name is Amanda Sandoval, and this is my 5-year-old daughter, Mariana.
Today, Mariana enjoys school, but it wasn't always that way. She was born with a disorder, and when she started at her local public school, there was little hope that she'd be able to succeed. Fortunately, her parents were able to choose a different school that offered her exactly what she needed to thrive.
For any family, the most powerful thing is having choice. You're putting your kids in a program that's going to turn them into adults, and you want your kids to be the best adults they can be because they're our future. And I think that every family should have that choice.
Unfortunately, most Nevada families don't have that choice. Education policy should focus less on budgets and politics and more on expanding opportunity for students.
Every child should have an opportunity at the best education that they can get.
Learn more about how educational freedom can help Nevada students by visiting NevadaPolicy.org. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Hi, I'm John Lee, and I'm running for Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Long before I stepped into the political arena, I had my own contracting business as a licensed master plumber. Those early days taught me problem solving and budgeting skills, values that I've carried into public service. As the mayor of North Las Vegas, I use those skills to turn a city drowning in debt into the most financially robust city in Nevada. Now, I'm ready to bring that same expertise and conservative principles to Congress. While I serve in Congress, I will focus on these main issues: protecting religious and personal freedoms, parental rights, working for a balanced budget, stopping illegal immigration, protecting Social Security and Medicare, and making our schools places of safety and learning again. We need strong support for law enforcement, as criminals must be held accountable for the harm that they do. I'm John Lee, and I approve of this message. To learn more about my campaign, please visit johnleeforcongress.com. Paid for by John Lee for Nevada.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I've got to admit, he is my favorite legal eagle that is out there on the cable news networks. Jonathan Turley from George Washington University. Yesterday on Fox, it was kind of cute because he reached into the sports world talking about the Trump legal challenges in New York. I mean, this is going to get old real fast. This idea that once some of these criminal trials end up being gaveled in, all of a sudden you're going to have the former president in court every day, 5 days a week, 4 days a week, in different venues. It's going to be awful. This was Jonathan Turley. It's cut three, by the way. Professor Jonathan Turley, George Washington University, reaching into the sports world. Here we go.
Let's bring in Jonathan Turley, constitutional law professor and a Fox News contributor. Professor, it's great to be with you. So Stephen A. Smith, his podcast the other day, whacked Joe Biden and the Democrats for their use of legal warfare, which he calls, and everybody else calls, lawfare against Donald Trump. Listen to what he said.
Trump is kicking the Democrats you know what.
You can't touch them. And now he's throwing this salvo. He said, yo, why don't you come beat me? Stop engaging in lawfare and using the legal system to push your political agenda. Come beat me. That's what he did.
Smith argues, Professor, that the more this happens, the less faith people will have in the American judicial system, which for years has been held up as the gold standard around the world.
I think that's right, John. And one of the most troubling things is just if you look at New York, that is a premier legal system, particularly when it comes to corporate and business law. Mm-hmm. And we're really watching its decline. You have an attorney general, Letitia James, who literally ran on a pledge of selective prosecution. That's what it was to say, if you elect me, I'll nail Trump for something. She didn't even bother to say what it would be. She just said, I'll get Trump. That's called selective prosecution. And people loved it. They elected her, and there's this thrill, kill, entertainment value to all of this. But the result is that most of us looking at this from the outside see something very different. We see a legal system that is really disassembling, that is de-evolving. People look at New York now as a place where you really don't want to do business. You don't want to get pulled into this vortex where politics plays such a major role in how you are treated.
You know, I remember that old saying from the old Soviet, show me the man, I'll show you the crime. And that right. seems to be in play here with at least a couple of these cases. And then on top of all of that, we have the mainstream media taking Trump's comment about there will be a bloodbath. He was talking about the auto industry. If he doesn't win election and take care of China's incursion into Mexico in building cars and then shipping those to the United States, it almost seems like the left, Jonathan, is willing to use anything possible to stop voters from having a say in November.
Well, John, I think what is most troubling about that bloodbath story is that you just had to listen to the sentence before or the sentence after to know that it was untrue, that it was a reference to the auto industry. Now, you can criticize Trump for reckless rhetoric, for inflammatory statements, but to say that that was something other than it clearly was is a mark of propaganda. You know, you can have a state media, we have learned, without state control, without coercion. You can do it by consent. And I think that's what you're seeing. What is bothersome about that story is that these are smart people. They knew that what they were running as a headline in a story was untrue. And so they've become untethered from that core of ethics in their profession, in my view.
There you have it. Good guy. I've interviewed him. I want to say I've interviewed him maybe five times in the last 10 years, but a good guy and a smart legal mind, and a guy that I think he's the best legal mind on cable news. Andy McCarthy and some others that are out there I think are good, but I think that I honestly believe that Jonathan Turley is the best of the lot. Stay with us. I'm going to let you hear from Trey Gowdy. The former federal prosecutor, he weighs in on a lot of different issues. He's now a Fox News host, and we'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, this is Trading Made Easy. Have you ever thought about staying home and working from home? If yes, Trading Made Easy is our automated day trading software, and it's just for you. Some of our members work an hour or two tops. Find out how you can work from your home computer with no experience necessary. With the current market craze, a lot of local people are doing what I said. Trading Made Easy just celebrated its 6-year anniversary. The automated day trading software takes trades in a millisecond, better than any human being. Call me for a free live session. Watch it for free. Seeing is believing. Trading Made Easy offers 0 down and 0% financing for the software with no payments needed for 12 months. Trading Made Easy. Working from home was never this easy. For more information, call 1-800-971-4160. That number again, 1-800-971-4160. Or go to TradingMadeEasy.com. That's TradingMadeEasy.com to learn more.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
Do you have a toothache? Don't worry. Happy Smiles Dental Group has appointments available on the same day. Call 702-476-6767. They are open Monday through Saturday. They take most insurances, including Medicaid. They also have a denture lab on site where you can have your denture repaired on the same day. Other services include braces, implants, crowns, veneers, and more. Call 702-476-6767, located at 2585 South Jones Boulevard, corner of Sahara and Jones.
Flu season is here. You and your family need to boost your superpowers. Get vaccinated. And remember, you can vaccinate your family from 6 months of age at your nearest health center, pharmacy, vaccine clinic, or certain community centers. Remember that flu can especially affect over 65-year-olds, adults with certain chronic diseases, pregnant women, and children under five. Keep them super immune. Check with your health care provider or go to immunizenevada.org. With health, there is life.
This message is sponsored by Immunize Nevada, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Trey Gowdy is a rising superstar on Fox News Channel. This was his reaction yesterday to the Benjamin Netanyahu phone conversation with Joe Biden. President Biden weighing in, explaining his comments that Chuck Schumer made a good speech and he liked it. It was the one that said, Bibi Netanyahu's got to go. This was Trey Gowdy, though, yesterday on Fox News Channel.
Okay, Trey, what do you make of the tension here and what that means for Israel-U.S. relations?
Brett, I think we spent decades tracking down people who killed Americans. And after, 5 months, now Israel has to stop. No one wants innocent civilians injured except Hamas. That's the only group I can think of that wants that. So what Joe Biden needs to do is give his advice privately, because when you publicly chastise Israel, you embolden Israel's enemies. And for Chuck Schumer to suggest there should be regime change in Israel is just outrageous. So whatever advice America has to Israel, who, by the way, is surrounded by enemies, deliver it privately and not publicly.
There you have it. Trey Gowdy venturing outside of the law and things in Congress to international relations. And by the way, I know if you caught his show Sunday nights, I think it is, Sunday nights on Fox News Channel. Really, really good. Stay with us, Ron Quince, better known as Ron Q. He's running as an independent for the congressional seat in District 1. That means he goes straight to the general election on November 5th. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Why do so many Las Vegas voters support Ron Quince for Congress? Because they trust Ron Quince. Trust is everything.
As a businessman, I've earned the trust of my employees, my clients, my investor, and my partners. Trust is essential in business.
This is just what we need. Principled conservatives we can trust in Congress.
I am running to represent the people of Congressional District Ward, the hardworking families and businesses, big and small, to make sure your voice are heard and your government is a partner working with you.
Ron Quince is not afraid to speak the honest truth, even if it's unpopular.
Making good decisions has allowed me to grow a successful business. Trust has been the cornerstone of that success. Good decisions resulted in benefits for those who count.
This is why so many Vegas voters trust Ron Quince to make the right decision for our country.
Your vote in the primary election June 11 is a vote for trusted judgment and conviction to your voice, your needs. Ron Q for Congress. Trust, integrity, and experience. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated.